everybody, to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And we are live here in Los Angeles, a local show, so we can talk about the local issues. And one of them today stuck out in, and probably will be burned into everybody's mind for quite some time, is this guy in Wilmington who killed his five kids, then his wife, then himself. And my wife said to me, she said, you know, I think we're going to be seeing and hearing a lot of this because of the economy and people are just real desperate. Well, I understand becoming so depressed and so crazy that you think there's nothing left for you and you got to kill yourself. Or perhaps you and, you know, you take yourself out and the wife takes herself out. But please, for God's sakes, let's leave these kids out of it. I mean, Christ almighty, taking the kids with you? Oh, man. You know, these kids, there are two sets of twins ranging from 8 years old to 2 years old, and then another kid. So there are five total kids, two sets of twins and another son, I believe. And these kids are, you know, they would have gotten over mom and dad or dad killing himself with the proper therapy and the proper help. And you would have no idea how the community would come together and help these kids if, for instance, the parents off themselves and there's five kids left here in Los Angeles with nowhere to go. Now, there's got to be a family member or a friend or, for God's sakes, you know, leave them in your suicide note, write out a custody order and give them to me. I'll find a home for those kids where they can live with us. Jesus Christ, living with us is better than getting shot in the head. That's what my wife always says. And I would take care of these kids. You know, I'd find a way to, you know, to feed them and clothe them and, you know, show them a special birthday party, treat them great at Christmas and stuff. Yeah, I'd take on these kids. But please, for God's sakes, don't kill them. Stop killing your kids. It's happened twice over the last year. Once, I believe, up in Porter Ranch.
Yeah,
he knocked off his kids, his mother-in-law, and his wife, and then killed himself. But please, for God's sakes, this whole community would rally together and give those kids a great life after mom and dad had pressed on. But killing your kids, I mean, how big of an a-hole do you have to be to kill five children? And not just five children, five of your children. I mean, those kids, and I hate to, you know, get on a soapbox here, but those kids relied on their father, their dad, and their mom to protect them from this kind of crap. And so it's probably really scary and really unusual the last moments of their lives when they probably turned to daddy and mommy to tell them, hey, I just heard a gunshot, and dad's the one offing everybody. Imagine that? But anyway, I don't know. It's so bizarre to me. It's so, you know, it's such another world that I could never imagine doing that. These kids are always better off with somebody else than they are dead. And listen, if this happened and the parents killed themselves and in the note they wrote, hey, I'm giving custody to Tim Conway Jr., they're going to live out in the valley. Those kids are better off living with me than they were being killed by this a-hole. I'd find a way to, you know, handle them. Absolutely. Take them to, the whole community would come together. You know, I was out at Fatburger today, my favorite place in the valley. And I go to the one on Beverly Glen there in Ventura. It's a great, great Fatburger. I'm sure you've been there, Randy.
Thousands of times.
Sure, you got your own booth there. But ran into the guy there, Jamal, who is I think he's a regional manager. And just, you know, BSing with him. And they're always so nice to my daughter there. I always give her a balloon and, you know, make her feel like, you know, she's pretty special. And I bet you if I said to Jamal, I said, hey, I got five more kids. Can I bring them in here, you know, every Tuesday for a meal? You go, yeah, knock yourself out. Can handle those kids. But Jesus Christ, they are much better off living. Even with Gina. you know, pile into that studio apartment downtown.
I would put a couple pillows in the bathtub.
Yeah. You'd keep those kids, huh?
Absolutely.
You'd turn into a great mother overnight.
I would have to. I would do everything I could.
Those kids are better off living with
Yeah. Come on, I could be a parent.
You probably could.
What, just because I eat fast food and smoke pot all day, I'm not a fit parent for these kids?
They would have early onset diabetes.
They're better off shot in the head than with me, Tim?
I don't know, Randy. I haven't seen your place yet. But no, but Gina, I think, would be a great mother. I think they're better off living with Randy Wang in his studio apartment in the San Fernando Valley in North Hollywood.
Valley Village, Tim. I'm not
in North Hollywood. Please.
When you say North Hollywood, it sounds like you live in the
North
ghetto.
Hollywood.
It's not North Hollywood. It's Valley
Village. You live in North Hollywood. It says it in your zip code. North Hollywood.
Valley Village. Next to Studio City. Riverside and Laurel is Valley Village.
It's Valley Glen, Valley Village. It's NoHo. It's North Hollywood you live in. All right, please. Look at the mail that's sent to you. It says North Hollywood.
It says Valley Village.
Well, the post office still calls it North Hollywood.
Hey, the post office I go to is the Valley Village Post Office.
Valley Village is North Hollywood,
young man.
No,
it's not. Why do you do this to me?
Because it irritates you. That's why
we
do it.
I don't want to live in North Hollywood.
Anyway, this whole community would rally together, and they would take these kids. There are a ton of parents out there listening to the story right now who don't have kids, who can't have kids, who would love to have kids, who would take these five kids on and raise them in their beautiful home. Isn't that true? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. Wouldn't you take these kids on? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Can you imagine trying to sell that house in Wilmington after that tragedy in this real estate market? You have to sell it for like $8. I still wouldn't live there. I'd never live there. I wouldn't go in that house. You know, you hear things at night, and you're like, wonder who that was. You'd have to have a TV on full blast all times. All right, I'm sure there are people out there who agree with me that you folks listening right now, and this is sort of a public service to anybody who's thinking about doing this. You're thinking about killing yourself and your kids? Listen to how many people are willing to step up and treat those kids properly and take those kids. Just don't shoot them. It's 2009. Here's a simple lesson. Don't kill your kids. Don't kill your kids. Those kids are you know, they're five angels. They're five miracles. You got lucky five times. Have five beautiful kids. And this a-hole just offs them all. Jesus Christ. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This community would definitely step up. Here's the story, if you didn't hear it earlier this morning. Bad vibes in Wilmington.
This morning, Los Angeles Police Department Harbor Division responded to a call at McFarland Avenue, just below here. What happened was we had received a call from Channel 7 News this morning stating that they had received a letter and a telephone call from an individual that was threatening suicide. We had all units respond. When they responded with the fire department, we were able to get inside, and at that point in time, we found the bodies of a male and a female adult, as well as five children ranging in ages from 8 to 2. Part of our investigation has indicated that the gentleman had a suicide note that indicated business dispute between himself and Kaiser Permanente in West at Los Angeles. We're still actively investigating that. As you can see, it's early in the investigation at this point in time. I would tell you that it is a five-bedroom home, and the bodies of all the individuals were found on the second story of the residence. One of the things we're doing is this evening we will have a community meeting with the Wilmington area in conjunction with the councilwoman's office to try and help explain some of the circumstances that occurred here today and help the community get through this grieving process. Our sympathies and our feelings go out to the family. Thank you.
All right. Now, gang, when you do kill the kids, it is, you know, if you kill yourself, people are going to get over it. But when you start to kill the kids, it affects the whole community. All of Wilmington, the school where those kids went to, the neighbors, all of the neighbors, the neighborhood. And you think, you know, being a cop is easy? How about having to be the cop or the paramedics that go in first or the coroner that goes in second and having to pull five kids out of a home? Five healthy children before this morning. And you don't think they're going to have nightmares? And when they go home to their kids? Ah, boom. All right, here's the mayor. He was out there giving everybody some advice on what to do if you're thinking of killing your kids. And it's a shame we have to do this. It's 2009. Shouldn't have to be talking about don't kill your kids, right? But you have to because there's morons out there. And morons kill their kids when they take off.
The man who committed this crime recently lost his job and allowed the desperation to put him over the edge.
Now, see, this is what the guy could have done. He could have called us up here on the air and said, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm busted out. I'm really thinking of killing myself and the kids. I don't want to do that. Can anybody help me out? And the whole community would have gone, you know, fallen over themselves to try to give them whatever they could so they didn't kill the kids. At that point, maybe the kids are removed from the house, but those kids go into a better situation and a better life. They don't have to live with that nut anymore, the guy that's going to kill them.
Unfortunately, this has become an all too common story in the last few months, but that does not and should not lead people to resort to extreme measures. Help is available. Resources exist. Job centers, foreclosure counselors, and mental health professionals are ready to provide whatever services are necessary to get people back on their feet and keep families afloat. If you need assistance, if you're looking for a helping hand, know that we're ready with open arms and open hearts to guide you through this tough stretch and ensure that everyone emerges from this crisis with their livelihoods and their lives intact. Our city workforce centers are open every day and in virtually every neighborhood. You can call 213-744-7211 or visit www.lacity.org/WIB to find the center closest to you.
All right, that seems to be an important website for you lunatics who are going to kill your kids. So here it is again.
7211 or visit www.lacity.org/WIB to find the center closest to you. Residents can call a series of city and county hotlines open 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. The Department of Mental Health has therapists on hand at 1-800-854-7771. The Suicide Prevention Center operates a hotline at 1-877-727-4747. And the county's general information hotline is available at 1-800-339-6993 with referrals to counseling, financial assistance, food, and shelter.
All right, gang, please, just don't kill your kids. They're better off with somebody else than a fatal bullet wound to their head. Let's talk to Michael here in Bel Air. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hello, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for saying that I live in Bel Air. I no longer live at Neverland.
Oh, okay. I
moved to Bel Air, where I have wonderful children of my own, and children who are not mine who live here at the mansion. It's wonderful.
All right, I have no way to confirm whether this is Michael Jackson or not, but you would take these kids on.
They come over to the house, and we watch DVDs, we watch Wall-E, Hotel for Dogs. I call the Academy. We get the DVD screeners. We watch Kung Fu Panda, Finding Nemo.
Right.
Bolt and Despero.
Yeah, I think we get the rundown here.
Have milk and cookies. It's very charming.
Right. All right.
But here at Bel Air, there are no rides. There's no bumper cars.
Right.
Well, there are rides.
Okay. All right, you know what, Michael?
I take them to Magic Mountain.
Okay, let's say this is...
We go on the Scrambler.
Michael Jackson. They're better off with you than they are with a bullet wound in their head. See, look at that.
Don't you love the teacups?
Yes.
I love the teacups.
All right, Michael, we thank you.
What about the log flume?
All right, Michael, please. We appreciate the call. But they're better off with Michael Jackson, that's the point, than they are shot in the head. Mark and Orange on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, you need to give some weigh-in on the religious aspect of this. The reason people do this is because they think somehow they're going to all wind up in heaven together, and therefore he could take much better care of them than anybody here can.
Yeah, but you know what? They're not all going to end up in heaven. Maybe the kids are, maybe the wife is, but dad's going to be hounded by...
Yeah, they don't think that way. Religious people are nuts. You'll see a bunch of crosses inside their house. I'll bet you $5.
He will be tortured by the hounds of hell for the rest of eternity for doing this.
You're not thinking that way, though. You know, the religious people don't think that way. I can guarantee this. A religious aspect of this. There has been in other cases. Yeah, other cases have shown the same thing. If you look it up on the internet, there's always some weird, funky religious viewpoint, and they somehow get convoluted, and they think in heaven everything's going to be hunky-dory.
Well, listen, I don't want to, you know, quickly blame religion for all this before we know all the details. But again, five kids were killed in Wilmington. Those five kids could have been, you know, alive right now, sitting around, you know, obviously mourning their father's death, or their father and their mother. But by now, at what, 8:20 in the evening, they could have been in the arms of somebody who would love those kids and hold on to those kids and, you know, show them a better life. There's thousands of parents listening right now. And hundreds of thousands of parents and millions of parents in this country that would take on those children. And so please, don't kill your kids. Kill yourself if you have to. But leave the kids alone. Jesus Christ. Rick in the Valley, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Well, hello, Tim. This is Rick Dees in the morning.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Doing great. It is so nice to talk to you after so long.
Yeah, a big tragedy in Wilmington. I don't know if you saw this.
Such a sad story.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've been following all of the news in Garbage Grove.
It's Garden Grove.
And San Dumas.
Yeah, San Dimas. But you would take these kids
on. And Diamond Bra.
Yeah, Diamond Bar. But you would take these kids on, right?
Oh, in a minute. Julie and I, we have Kevin, who is great, and we love him. But we have room, and we have those big-size Halloween candy bars.
Oh, right, yeah.
The big, big-size candy apples with caramel, they are great. They really are number one, going all the way to the top. And let's get right back into it. These ladies ruled the 80s. You know that. They are the Bangles, and it's Kiss FM.
All the old paintings on the tomb, they do the sand dance, don't you know?
The point is, and again, we have no idea who's calling. That may or may not have been Rick. It didn't sound like it was. But the point is, those kids would have been better off alive in the Valley, or with Michael Jackson, or with Gina Grad, or Randy Wang. Even in Randy Wang's asshole.
Well, asshole, it's Valley Village. I'm behind a Gelson's.
I know, but you're behind the Gelson's. You're not going to Gelson's.
But I'm still behind it.
Big difference. You live near the Gelson's trash can. I'm behind the Gelson's. Whoa.
I'm proud of that.
All right. The point is, and again, we have no idea who's calling the show. And we hope that people will be as serious as we are about this. The kids would be better off alive with virtually anybody. Again, Gina Grad has a studio apartment in downtown Los Angeles. Not a great area. Block and a half away from where that 4-year-old was shot and killed a couple weeks ago. But yet, those kids would have been better off sitting in Gina's apartment with her. Don't kill your kids! Let's talk to Nick and Torrance. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I'm a student who goes to school right now. I'm 21 years old, and I can barely take care of my kids. Myself, I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't have any kids, but I would take care of those kids if I knew that was the fate. I mean,
you bet
this
you
is
would.
Ridiculous.
You bet you would. And you're a student. Are you living on your own?
No, I'm living with my parents. In a way, they would have to take care of them, too, but they would do it.
Yeah, absolutely, they'd do it. My dad would do it. You know, my dad's 75 years old, and he lives with my my awesome stepmother. And they would take on those five kids. And my dad raised six kids, and Charlene raised a child. At one point, my dad and Charlene raised seven children, and they would take on these kids, and they would be better off than being shot to death. Way better off, by the way. All
yeah.
right, Nick, thank you for calling. Nick is a student, lives at home, and they would take on the children. Stop killing the kids! Let's talk to Sue in Orange County on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
I just was blown away when I saw it today. And I'm the mother of four kids. And
right.
Three of them are adopted. I'm like, you know, folks, don't do crazy stuff like this. There's people that would love to take care of your kids. And I'd take them all in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely you would. And you'd incorporate them into your family. Listen, I have a four-bedroom place. I'm not bragging, but I got a four-bedroom place, one decent-sized room, three smaller rooms. And those kids could have all shared those three extra rooms. My daughter would bunk with one of the girls.
Jesus Christ.
And the two sets of twins could each have their own room. And I'd get by. I make enough money where I can support those five kids.
They can have some money.
Yeah, Sophie, please.
Well, I agree. And I just hope that if there's people out there, and there are a lot of desperate people out there, get help. Make the call, like you said, to your radio station or to the police station, not to tell them what you've already done.
Yeah, don't stop emailing Dallas Raines and telling him you wiped out the family.
Yeah, no, that's too late. That's the wrong move.
Yeah. All right, Sue, you got three kids. You got three adopted kids, huh?
I have three adopted kids. We have four girls, and
you.
Of course, I haven't told my husband this, but I know him as well. It's just like if that was the case, we'd take him in immediately.
Yeah, but I bet you anything that if your husband was out of town and you couldn't reach him, and they said, "Hey, there's five kids who don't have a mother and father right now because they both killed themselves,"
yeah,
would you take on these kids? I'll bet you wouldn't even have to ask him. You just take on the kids.
No, we figure it out from there, and
exactly.
People get a warped sense of humor. Warped sense about what people need. I mean, what kids really need is love, and they need safety, and they need someone to care about them. And that's it.
Exactly right. And they weren't getting it in that house, or they didn't get it this morning.
I know, it's so sad.
But you know what also is the sad part, and I hope you don't dwell on this, but the logistics of doing this is also, almost unthinkable.
Yeah.
I mean, how you get, five kids, four kids hear a gunshot, and they all run to Dad, who's been protecting them their whole life, and
right.
Guess who the lunatic is? Dad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what Mom and Dad are supposed to do, protect them from this.
Yeah.
All right, Sue. So thank you for calling, darling.
Hey, thanks. Take care.
Hold on one sec. I want to give you something here. You want tickets for four to the Raceway or tickets for two for the Kings?
Oh, boy. I have to say tickets for two for the Kings.
All right. We'll give you a hockey night out. You can take the one of your kids or your husband out.
Hey, sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, hold on one second. A pair of tickets to see the Kings take on the Calgary Flames Thursday, February 12th. Includes two orders of nachos, a couple of beers.
Nachos? What do they have on them?
Randy, please.
Can you get jalapenos on them?
They're not going to you. They're going to this young lady.
But I want to know in case I go down to the Kings.
Please.
We're going there in a couple months. What kind of nachos?
Includes two orders of nachos and a couple of beers.
What kind of beer?
Randy. Please.
Beer and nachos.
More
they
tickets.
Want to know.
You can get more tickets at the LAKings.com. So get out there, enjoy your nachos and your beer and your Kings, and have a decent night out there, man. All right. These five young children were killed this morning in Wilmington. Ages 2 to 8 years old, two sets of twins, and they're no longer with us. Now, how do you think the kids of these, the friends of these kids feel? Or the teachers, the other kids they played soccer with, or their neighbor kids. All of a sudden, that house is the creepy house on the block. All the neighbors, neighbors who played with these kids are all going to be completely freaked out, probably need psychological help, and their friends are gone. And the parents of these other kids have to explain what happened to them. And I hope they do a great job. Because if you don't do a decent job, nightmares start to happen. Kids start to distrust their parents. Maybe if their dad lost a job or their mother lost a job, they would start to think, wow, wait a minute, that's how those other kids died. You sleep with one eye open, you know? It creates an S storm for everybody. So don't kill your kids. If you got to kill yourself, I ain't judging you. Whatever you got to do, if you're at your wit's end, you thought, you know, you could pull it off, you've tried to get help, you still suffer from depression, don't kill the kids. They're better off somebody else. Corey and Corona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir? He's gone. How about Kim in Lake Elsinore? You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I was in Lake Elsinore, but I've been on the freeway. Now I'm in Newport Beach.
Okay, hold on one second, okay? Anyway, don't kill your kids, folks. They're better off with anybody else. Kim in Newport Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Now I'm here. Anyways, I was just calling to say I'm a mom of two boys, an at-home mom. I'm not working. And our electric got shut off today.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, and yesterday, last night, our husky was run over right in front of our house by a hit-and-run driver.
And killed?
Killed, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful and the kids saw that. No, and then today the electric. But we're making.
Wait, is your electricity out right now?
We're not going to kill anybody. What?
Is your electricity out right now?
Yes, it is.
And
I have them spending the night over at my friend's, and right now I'm going down to a friend's house to see if I could catch a loan, which I really need to get a job, but it's kind of hard to
do. How many kids do you have?
Two. I have two boys. They're 7 and 12.
7 and 12.
Yeah.
And where's Pops?
Pops is at home sleeping. He works hard all day, and he's home sleeping in the dark house.
Do you think your husband did that on purpose to get a decent night's rest?
Oh, hell no. No. Can I say hell here?
Sure, because that does sound like a move. I mean,
yeah, you know. But no. Not on purpose.
He's an asshole of everybody needed to catch a break, so he had the electricity off.
Knowing you
would go somewhere, the kids would go somewhere, he could enjoy himself.
What it boils down to is I guess I need to get a job.
How much do you owe on your electric bill?
Oh, they want, believe this, a $565 deposit for a $275 late.
And who's the electric company down there?
It's Thorwell, Southern California Edison, of course.
And your husband doesn't have the dough for this?
No, because, well, the mortgage is $2,400. And I used to be a legal secretary. Used to be.
Right.
But,
what's your as opposed to what, an illegal secretary?
That's exactly what I say. Exactly.
Thank you very much. Glad you and I are in the same wavelength. All right. Hey,
okay. Exactly.
Let me ask you something, Kim. 565. What is your interest rate on your home?
My interest rate, believe it or not, is at something ridiculous. I think it's a 7.5.
Why don't you fix that?
We did a loan remod. It's everything. How can I fix that?
Well, I mean, you can fix that, but have you made all your payments on your home?
Yes. When we initially bought it 8 years ago, it was $145, and it's up in Lake Elsinore, and we've got an awesome view. You cannot build a view, right?
Right.
But of the lake. Anyways, we added a pool. All this, it's three bedroom. It went up to 258, and now it's back down to 140.
All right. I'm gonna give you a phone number off the air of a guy that can help you out.
Awesome.
As long as you know your husband's working, there's an income. What does he earn a year?
Oh yeah, he's completely working. I'm the one that needs.
What is his income?
What's his income?
Yeah.
He's about maybe 65.
65, and
yeah.
How much do you owe on the house?
Oh, gosh. I couldn't even tell you. I'd have to look up the docs.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to set you up with a guy that can do a loan modification for you and probably help you out.
I love you.
Don't touch those kids, though.
Oh, no, never. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, the dog got ran over last night.
I'm sorry to hear that. What was the dog's name?
Globo.
Globo.
Yeah, he was like a part wolf. I can't. It's a Siamoid. A Samoyed. A Samoyed husky. Where they have three coats of fur and they're really thick.
I have no idea what she's saying.
He probably
you know what? It's not about the girth, okay?
He probably killed himself before the summer in Lake Elsinore. I mean, that's it gets 110 degrees down there. I'd throw myself in front of a truck with three coats of fur on.
Yeah,
right, hold on one second.
I went and built him a memorial.
That's awesome of you. It really is.
Oh.
Let me put you on hold. How are the kids taking the dog's death?
It's hard on everybody. It's sad.
I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm gonna talk to you off the air. Okay.
Thanks,
son. All right. Let me take a break here. Talk to Kim. We'll come back and take more of your phone calls. There are five lovely children that were killed by an a-hole this morning in Wilmington. And it is causing a lot of people a lot of grief. And imagine the cops that had to go into those homes or into that home and retrieve those bodies. I bet they went home and, hugged their own kids a little tighter tonight. It's a tragedy. It didn't have to happen. This is the wealthiest country, the most caring country in the world. And there are millions of people who would take on the burden, and they wouldn't even consider it a burden, of these five children. So don't kill your kids, you idiots. Please. All right, 520-9710 if you want to chime in here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. A disgusting, despicable act in Wilmington. A man killed his wife and five beautiful children. Two sets of twins and another kid. Five children from the ages of 2 to 8 years old. Now, I am smart enough to know that if I ever killed myself and my wife wasn't around, then my daughter would be better off alive than if I were to have killed her, all right?
Jesus Christ.
I know that. My daughter would be better off living with Randy Wang in North Hollywood.
Tim, why am I always your low-end example? Why am I always the bad idea or the last resort? What did I ever effing do to you?
I don't know. I think I have to think about that, I think you do.
Am I an irresponsible person? Do I not come in and do this job twice a day?
I'm saying that you are a responsible person. And my daughter would be better off with a single 23-year-old man who gets high all the time in the valley and can't stop eating his fast food. I mean, you'd put her in the taxi cab when you were stoned on the way to Jack in the Box.
Yeah. Do taxis have car seats?
Yours would. All right. But anyway, gang, please leave the kids out of this. There are so many different options. There's millions of options for the kids. And one of the worst, the last on the list, is putting a gun in their head and killing them. These kids didn't deserve that. Freddie in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How's it going, man?
All right.
Good to meet you.
Nice.
Now, I'm just basically really confused as to why people would bring children into this world and basically just give up on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is odd. I mean, you know, that, like, the woman, can't remember her name, who drowned her five kids in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, that's sick. It's sick. I'm 22 years old. I mean, I don't have a lot of money, but I would be more than willing to take care of, you know, anybody who needed help like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Andrea Yates. Yeah, thank you, Randy. Yeah, Andrea Yates drowned her five children. Now, one of the worst ways to go is drowning. Even a worse way to go than drowning is having your mom drown you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
These kids were old enough to realize what was going on, and that's a painful, really gruesome death.
All right.
It really is. All right, buddy, thank you for calling.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care of yourself. Jesus Christ, man. It's 2009 in Los Angeles, California. in the United States of America, the wealthiest country in the world, the kindest country in the world, and don't call us up and tell us, you know, USA sucks. We're not going to deal with you idiots anymore. This country is always the first to react to natural disasters or any kind of disasters. This is a very giving country. And this country would have taken those kids on immediately. Millions of people would. Even people who didn't have kids and didn't want kids. You know, the option, you know, killing them or sending them to Canada. The Canadians will take them. Send them to Mexico. There are plenty of Mexican couples that would love to have these kids. You ever seen Mexican women around kids? They go nuts for them. Every time my daughter is treated special in like a Home Depot or like today at Fatburger where she got that that balloon, it's always a Mexican guy or a Mexican chick. They love kids. They would have been perfect with five more. They would have enjoyed those kids. All right, let's talk to Don in New York on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Well, good evening. 19 minutes now before they are.
Hey, oh, it's Don, now, this is Don Imus?
Yeah, this is this one to, Imus in the morning. Yeah, yeah. 66
WNBC. They would have even been better off you with that whole nappy-headed hoe comment.
Yeah, I was 18 now before the hour in the Imus in the morning program. But, you know, some parents are just, despicable morons.
Yeah, that's what these two are.
I mean, good God almighty.
And you'd have taken them on. Where'd you
I would have taken them to the Imus Ranch.
Oh, I see. Well,
Yeah.
Depressing as that, your parents kill yourself. They move in with, 14 kids with cancer.
Well, they've got these subhuman bipeds who give birth to children. My God, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I have no way to confirm whether it's Don or not, but it sounds like you.
Well, I mean, why would I have the jingle if I wasn't the I Man, baby? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're
Come
right.
on, let me hear that jingle, baby.
All right, here's your jingle.
In the morning, hey. 66 WNBC. 17 minutes now before the hour.
All right.
Tim, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Is there any basketball on this weekend?
Get out of here, Don. Jesus Christ. Gina, what's the screening? What's going on here?
Sorry, I'll be more on top of it.
Please.
God damn it.
Deborah in Temecula, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
First of all, I can't see how these people are being so insensitive calling in when five children have been killed by a total idiot, I would say. I'm in the process of trying to be a foster parent, and God, I would have loved to have those five kids in my house, to love and to give them anything and everything they wanted. And unfortunately, it's getting to the point where, you know, they think that they, you know, have to kill themselves. But like you said, you know, kill yourself, but don't kill the kids. Take them to to a fire station or something, drop them off, but don't kill the kids.
Yeah, or there's got to be, I mean, if you're going to kill yourself, then, you know, at least also try to make it look like an accident so the kids aren't effed up their whole lives.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, oh, geez, mom and dad died in a radical car crash in Lake Tahoe, you know?
And then, mom, it's like, you know, you gave birth to these kids. How could you even think about letting, you know, him do something like that? So, but...
It's outrageous. And again, this didn't happen. You don't hear about this a lot in third world countries where they have absolutely nothing.
No, right,
they don't sit around and off themselves and then off the kids.
Yeah, and even though, you know, you said something about the Mexicans, but you know what? You know, I don't care if they have 12 kids. They will love each and every one of those kids the same way.
That's my point.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they would have, find enough, you know, I'm sorry, you know, tortillas and beans and whatever, but they will do that to have those kids.
Can you imagine, like, let's say, you know, because that last time the five kids were killed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that these two parents killed themselves and they sent a fax to, Channel 7 saying, hey, we're going to kill ourselves. Please make sure that you give our kids a little attention. They need a loving
home,
right? Can you imagine everybody in Los Angeles, everybody in Southern California getting together to help these kids? They would live an outstanding life. Of course they'd be depressed out of hell that their parents were gone. But if they could get enough therapy and enough help to get over that, or at least live with that and manage that depression, then they could live, you know, fantastic lives and go on to be, you know, doctors or lawyers or outstanding, you know, citizens of this country and of the Wilmington area. And it gives Wilmington a bad, you know, black eye as well. There's a lot of great people live down in Wilmington. They don't need, you know, this kind of press. It's just everybody loses here, man. Everybody is a, you know, it's just, you're not even shocked when something like this happens anymore. You're just sort of drained. It just takes the energy out of you. Let's talk to Leo and Bellflower on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim. Yeah, this is Leo. I'm calling up. Hey. You know, it is a tragedy that happened to these kids, you know, but, you know, just like the other kids in Porter Ranch, like you were talking about earlier.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, and it's a nice thing, a nice gesture, what you're saying, you know, save these kids, you know, why they didn't have to die and stuff. But what about all the kids that are, you know, that are orphans right now and stuff like that? They, you know, I mean, there's tons of kids, like the lady called earlier, you know, she called in and she's, you know, she's doing the right thing. But
yeah, she's adopting kids, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I mean, you know, take some of those kids in, Tim. That's all I'm saying, you know. What about
adopt
them,
a kid?
You know?
My wife and I thought about it.
You know,
Yeah, I mean, I certainly have, you know, I got the room, and I got a little dough. And
can I have some money?
Sophie, please. It sounds so selfish there, darling. Yeah, we've been thinking about adopting kids, and, you know, it's not a bad idea. And we've been talking more about it over the last year. But I don't know. I mean, I've got a kid. Maybe it would be great to adopt another kid.
Get your point down.
All right, I'm trying to, baby. But I also think that, you know, the parents who have no kids hate to go and adopt a kid and then, you know, take that kid from parents who really want a child and they can't get one. All of a sudden I got two. So, yeah, I have a huge amount of respect for people that do adopt kids. And we are thinking about it. Let's talk to a Christine in Thousand Oaks on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, I appreciate you talking about the subject. I think it's just a kind of, unfortunately, a sign of the times and what's going on. And it's just awful. I have two kids of my own, and I just started having to work. And it kills me to have my daughter cry when I leave.
Oh, I know.
But it's just agony. But, you know, if this guy needed him to make a sign or to do something to, he could have just hung himself from a bridge with a sign that said, you know, times suck, I'm having a hard time, you know, this is me taking a stance against it, not take his kids with him. There's just no reason for it. I mean, it's just awful, you know. There's just no excuse in the world to take a child's life. And
you know what he could have done? I mean, there's so many different ways he could have done this. He could have put a video up on YouTube and say, hey, I'm the father of these five kids. I'm totally broke. I got nothing going on. I've even thought about killing myself. Can somebody please, for God's sakes, lend me a helping hand here?
Exactly.
This country reacts properly and without exception to those requests. This country is very giving.
Yeah, and you can feel that in the voice of your callers that have so much compassion for life and especially for children. Like, when I hear your daughter say, Jesus Christ, it just melts my heart. I just smile
Jesus
every time
Christ.
I hear it.
It's just
the cutest thing in the world.
But you know what it makes us all feel? It makes us all feel, you know, powerless, and we all feel sort of guilty that we, you know, even though you had no idea this was coming, you think to yourself, Jesus, maybe I could have done something, especially the people that live in Wilmington,
right,
or the people who are friends with this guy, or the kids. That's
right.
Got to be, you know, that's got to be haunting them for the rest of their life.
Exactly.
Christ almighty, could I have done, you know, something to save one of these kids?
Yeah, but you also have to tell those people that you never know what goes on behind people's doors. And
I know.
You have to tell those people that it's no fault of their own. But
if it were
my neighbor, I'd feel the same way, though.
Yeah, the exact same way. All right, Christine, we thank you for calling.
Hey, take a good day.
Take care of yourself. Let's talk to a Dan in Orange. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
What's up, Danny?
Hey, yeah, it sounds like you're making it
sound like it's okay to go ahead and kill yourself and, you know, but leave your kids behind. We'll take care of them.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, if you're going to kill yourself, no, it's not right to kill yourself. But if you're going to kill yourself, don't kill your kids.
No, definitely don't kill your kids. But explain that the, you know, your kids are missing out on you not being there also. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I know,
yeah, there's ways to get around things and fix things.
I understand. All right, Danny, thanks for the non-information. I'm not sitting here telling people to kill themselves. I'm saying if you're going to kill yourself, don't kill your kids, please.
Jesus Christ.
This country is filled with millions of people who love kids. Tom Likas would take these kids on. Take those five kids and put them up in Santa Barbara. Be a great father up there. Isn't that right, Tommy? Betcha.
Bleh.
Lewis and Downey, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up?
Hey.
How are you?
All right. What do you got?
Well, I got to say, this is our era's depression, man. And I don't even think Tom would take those kids. You know Tom doesn't want any kids right now.
You don't think Tom would take those kids?
I honestly don't, man.
He'd take them in a heartbeat. He may not mention it on the air.
He'll donate some money. Oh,
no,
you know him personally, so.
Trust me.
I'll take your word for that.
They would be living in Lycus Manor North.
Well, I gotta take your word on that. I gotta take your word for that. But I just, I feel like what he did is not right. I agree with you, but you know, this is not the first time, obviously, that someone takes your life because of the depression. That guy at Porter Ranch also did.
Yeah.
Fell into some economic troubles, right?
Yeah, but you know what? When George Carlin used to say. When you hear news, right, and you hear 5,000 people died in an explosion, the first thing you ask is where, right?
Correct.
You want to know where that happened. If it happened, you know, overseas, you're like, not close enough. You know, I can't really feel for these people because it didn't happen in my backyard. But when something happens in your backyard, like in Wilmington, which is the backyard of everybody who lives in Southern California, it's probably 20 miles away from most people listening right now. And you hear about this, and you're like, oh, Wilmington, five kids were killed by their parents, and you're still sort of numb to it.
Yeah, I heard about it last night, and I was devastated I felt compassion towards those kids, especially because
where'd you hear
they have
last
their future.
Night?
Was it last night or today?
Yeah, it was today.
On Channel 7?
Yeah, it was today.
If
you heard
Channel
it from
7?
Last night, then you're like a soothsayer.
No, I'm just confused.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah, well, Louie, you would have taken on those kids.
Of course. Damn, but you know what I want to tell you? I love your show, right? What happened, also, what happened to Malibu Dan?
Malibu Dan?
Or what's his name? Stump the Monkey?
You sure
hey, buddies.
Are you sure it was this show?
Yeah, Stump the Monkey, wasn't it?
Nah, I don't know who you're talking about.
With you and Tim, or...
Was there a Malibu Dan on the show?
Malibu Dan?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No.
What happened to Stump the Monkey? I know there used to be a...
Wrong show, dude. No, he's working at another station. He's working at a Spanish station in sales.
Okay, so I'm not crazy then?
No, you're not crazy. We used to do Stump the Monkey all the time. He's working at a Spanish station.
Woo! I go way back with you guys, man. I go way back. Whenever I have a chance, I listen to you guys.
All right, thanks, Louis.
Have a good one,
all right? Take care of yourself, man.
You too,
all
man.
Right, there he goes, everybody. You hear that? If you're thinking of killing your kids, there's a lot of resource and a lot of people out there willing to help. So, as bad as it might seem, and again, don't kill yourself, but if you're going to do it, don't kill the kids, because a lot of people out there can give those kids a better life than them sitting in their bed with a fatal bullet wound in their head. You understand that? Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to Gina. Gina's going to do the news at 9 o'clock. What's going on with that news?
Well, Jennifer Aniston avoids a midlife crisis, and Conan O'Brien longs to be a rockabilly singing sensation. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Yay, look at that. All right, gang, you are listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live right here on 97.1 FM.
Get complete.
complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.